Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How do the Eagles react? Here's my lotta yesterday.
They may vote on the push play tomorrow.
Now we get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Just curious, the offensive line is a group. How do you guys sort of talk about that? Or do you talk about it that much?
Man, talk about it. They call it, we run it. Simple. We know the technique that we need to do. We know where we need to be.
But as far as them potentially removing it from the game, do you guys?
Nah. Man, it's not up to us. And we can't control they rule it or not. But they're ruling the push.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just do it without no push then. You know, I think that's a solution.
Not having the push.
I don't know. I'm not a Mr. Analytics guy or stats keeper. You might have to look that up, what this conversion rate is. But listen, guys, as in terms of them banning the tush-push, I hate that name, so I hope they do ban it. It's a stupid name. But I can't control that. We can't control it, so we don't even worry about that. Right now we're just installing our schemes. Whatever KP is installing that day, that's what we're focused on, because worrying about if they're going to ban the tush-push or not ain't going to win us another championship. Right, what we do every day here matters.
Well, Hugh, I like that perspective he has. I mean, it sounds to me like, number one, he might feel like it's gone anyway, so let's kind of move on.
They're moving on. Yeah. They're moving. Like, the Eagles have been preparing for this for a while. It's just I don't see how, for anybody, you don't see the irony in, after they win the Super Bowl, how all of a sudden it's gotten more aggressive. They've gotten more aggressively aggressive to try to get rid of it. They've been doing this for, what, 4 years, 3 years?
And to your point, last year this came up at the owners' meetings. Yes. But it was like a mild push.
This has been going on for 4 years at least, because you were doing it before I got here.
Yes.
And I've been here three.
Sirianni's first year, early in the season they did it, and then 2022 it really became part of the arsenal.
So I don't see how anybody could think that this isn't somewhat personal, because you just won the Super Bowl. You beat the – you've had too many examples in the postseason of how this play has given you success, in my opinion. And it became – I could see – and you know who I think of when I see this? Joe the camera sitting there when they line up for the tush-push. And he's like, oh, I hate this play.
Well, he was arguing with – he was debating debate days with Elliot this morning on why it should be gone.
Yes, like – That's what I think happened. But, I think what happened is this. Because we live in a microwave society. And I'm going to draw a parallel that we're dealing with right now. The WNBA just started, what, this weekend? Last weekend,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah, they started their season.
The biggest story from that was a foul. A foul.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are talking about that probably never even start watched the WNBA until they start seeing that play. But the biggest story from the weekend of the season starting was a foul. The biggest story during the playoffs was the tush push.
And you know what?
They've been doing the tush push for 4 years.
Well, what else was the biggest story? Not just the Eagles running it, but the Commanders jumping over the line.
Yes, Frankie Louvu.
The NFL was embarrassed by that Louvu thing, and they're going to punish the Eagles because they don't like
good
the look.
Yeah, but, I didn't even think about it.
But hold on. But here's my thing. I didn't hear any "woe is me" from Mailata. I haven't heard "woe is me" from Sirianni, Howie, anybody.
Them to have "woe is me."
But like,
I have "woe is me."
But good. No, I understand that. But like, I'm trying to tell you that like not everybody is sitting here saying, "Wow, they're trying to screw the Eagles." The Eagles don't even think that way.
Well, they're not supposed to.
They probably feel
they're fighting for the play as they should. Yeah, but nobody's sitting there going like, "Oh, they have it out for us."
No, here's the thing:
well, they can't act like that. I mean, then
because they shouldn't. Well, because no, that's what grown-ups do.
No, but deep down,
we're not grown-ups.
Yeah,
I know.
We're petty.
I'm the grown-up today.
Right. Stop. You think deep down, if we had Lurie and Howie on Truth Serum, what would they say? Bleep Goodell. I mean,
But do you think they'd be saying they specifically are targeting us because we're the Eagles?
You know what?
That's my point.
I'm gonna give you another example since we're giving examples today.
A lot of examples.
Do you think that Coach Sirianni doesn't know how bad we talk about him on the air on a daily basis?
Oh, he knows.
Does he say anything about it?
Well, he thanked us for it.
He did thank us yesterday. And I'm a born-again Sirianni guy, so he's good with me now. You, on the other hand,
you continue
to call him a bubblehead.
You're a bubblehead. See? You're a championship bubblehead, but I'm gonna keep that same energy.
Totally.
Because
disrespect.
I feel like it I need to be that way because that's where I was before.
But here's
the thing. Just like Coach Sirianni, thank WIP for all the hate and vitriol, because that's basically what he's saying. Thank you for being a hater. He's saying it in the nicest, best way you could possibly say it, but that's basically what he's saying.
Well, you're welcome.
Basically, he's saying thank you for being a hater. Thank you for saying all this stuff about me because now I'm a champion. It's the same thing. Sometimes you don't have to say it, but you know what it is. And they know that people are out to get them. Just like when AJ said the other day, he said, "Hey, man, it's only 1 yard play." Because in your mind, you're preparing for the worst. And you're preparing for the adaptability that you have. And you're going to do something else. The Eagles have been preparing for this for years.
Yeah, but I think you're missing what I'm saying. Like, because we're going to get a lot of today. This is what we're going to hear. They hate our fans. They hate our city.
And they're
like,
right.
Can we stop?
And they're right.
They're right. See, like, I can't get behind that.
Well, wow, you fine. Don't think so? Like, to this day, you weren't even born when they booed Santa Claus and threw batteries at him.
Were you?
I wasn't here either.
All right, I don't care. It's just a funny story at this point that people bring up. I don't think anyone actually has vitriol for us because of that.
When I was in Atlanta, I remember coming back, we had a promotion where, you know, the Falcons was coming to play in Philly, and they were like, "Hey, win a trip to go to the game in Philadelphia." People call and say, "Oh, man, you don't want to go to Philly. They don't know how to act. They be fighting people. They like to boo people. They beat up Santa Claus. They boo Santa Claus." The two fans that I went with, I was like, "Dog, it's not like that everywhere you go." I said, most of the time that happens, somebody did something to invoke the ire of a fan.
Let me.
Do you think the NFL would rather the Eagles be one of the worst teams in the league than one of the best?
No, I don't mean, let me finish my story.
Well, hold on. Fine. He started cutting you off.
I did, and then I stopped myself.
That's
I was going to let him finish.
Forget it.
Talking about stupid Santa Claus.
You finish your story quick.
I forgot.
Okay. All right. Let me throw one in there because I apologize to Hugh for starting to cut him off, and then Kyle just totally dunked on him, okay? Let me ask you this, because for everyone out there who's like Kyle, doesn't believe we're getting screwed over here, doesn't believe the NFL's out to get the Eagles, which Goodell clearly is right now. The Buffalo Bills ran this the second most times, right?
Yes, okay. And they failed. Yes. They failed.
So Kyle's point is, this is just the Eagles are champions, and teams always like to cut down the champion. It's not specific to the Eagles. Let's say the Bills won the Super Bowl. And they ran the tush push three or four times in the Super Bowl. They ran it a lot. They ran it in the title game. It almost worked against the Chiefs.
They tried to run it.
Would we be here right now if this was the Bills?
Nope. Yeah, yes.
No.
Yes, we would.
Wait, the same outcome happens last February. It's the Bills that win it. We're not here.
But I think you're missing important context because this is a play the Eagles have done for years and years. Like the Bills, we haven't really known the Bills to be a tush push team until last season when we saw them do it a little bit. Like, if it were branded as the Bills play. It's not branded as Bills play. Whether they run it, how often they run it or not, it's not like the Buffalo Bills play. Like, we feel this way because this is a play that we've been doing for a few years now. That's important context. If you told me this was not the Eagles. The Bills came up with the play. Mm. The Bills ran it for a long time. They won a lot of games every year and always ran the tush push, however, whatever the percentage is. And then they won the Super Bowl. Like, just reverse the teams. If the Eagles were the Bills, it would be the same exact thing.
I don't know.
It would be the same thing.
But this is slimy. The way they're doing it is slimy.
I agree. But it's not slimy. It's not like targeting the Eagles because they hate Philadelphia.
Well, they hate the Eagles. They hate this. I totally disagree. They hate the Eagles play they're running, and they don't want them to run it as they succeed because it's bad for the TV product. That's what I believe. Ken in Cinnamon is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
So you just kind of hit the nail right on the head, Joe, and I've said this before. What this proves primarily is that the NFL is a TV show. And, you know, it's not so much about, well, we're coming after the Eagles. It's just the fact that the Eagles are the best team in the league. And this there's been this traction that has been able to become established because, you know, it kind of seems like it's unfair. And it seems like it's like a competitive advantage that the Eagles have, because it's unstoppable, and somehow it's unfair that it's unstoppable. Because every rational argument that they try and make for why they're going to ban this play is nonsense. It's no less aesthetically pleasing than a typical quarterback sneak. There are no injuries. You know, hopefully Jason Kelce, when he's there today, is going to address the specific owners who apparently claimed that that it's the reason he retired. And he's going to tell those guys to keep his name out of their mouth because that's not why he retired. Hopefully he does that while he's there. It's because the NFL is first and foremost a TV show. I mean, it's you know, it's not scripted. It's none of that. But, you know, Roger Goodell's number one concern is not even injuries. It's how much more of the market share globally can they take? They've got they own the United States. They own TV ratings in the United States. Every year, something like 94 out of the top 100 rated television programs for the year are NFL football games. So now it's just about how much more of the market share they can take, and that's why he wants it out, just for television purposes. The thing that I haven't heard anybody say, and you know, it was interesting listening to Jordan Mailata. I think this is going to piss this team off so bad that I would not want to be one of the 14 teams that has to line up across that offensive line over 18 weeks this coming season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because I think the mindset's going to be, okay, so you think that somehow we had a cheat to do this? So we're going to show you just how badly we can road grade you on fourth and one on a quarterback sneak without anybody pushing from behind. And there's probably, ironically, going to be more injuries from that than there are from the tush push itself, because you're going to have Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson and Landon Dickerson on 10, mm-hmm. Choosing violence. So this is going to backfire, because the one thing that it's going to make sure is that the Eagles aren't complacent going into this year the way they kind of were complacent after they won the Super Bowl in 2017. I think this completely wipes the Super Bowl hangover off of the Philadelphia.
I agree with that, Ken. It puts a little extra chip on their shoulder. Ken, appreciate the phone call. And that's whatever the motivation is, whether it's because they don't want to ruin their TV show or get higher ratings or go global, whatever it is, we're suffering. Like, that's why it frustrates me and why I it's offensive. It's not, I don't care what their reasoning is, Hugh. The fact that it's hurting the Eagles specifically just doesn't seem fair.
It's for me, it's triggering because it's all a lie.
It's
a lie in the way that you're trying to take this play out. Just say what it is. You know, you have who was it? Coach McVay. The soundbite that got me was when he said something to the fact, "Well, I'm not a hater. I'm not trying to hate." Mm. No,
when
you're hating.
When you say you're not a hater,
when you're not hating, you're hating.
Probably hating.
Frankie Louvu says, "I know people are gonna say, just stop it. I'm not, and that's not that is the case. That has been the case the whole time the NFL has been around. If you want them to stop running a play, then stop it." That's the bottom line.
That's
what I was always
been
told. I was always told two things. If you're being held, it's your fault. My coach used to tell me that all the time. Hey, if you're being held, that's your fault. If they're running the play, then okay, make them stop running the play. Stop the play.
That's the cool thing across sports, right? Like, you have a great score in the NBA, stop them. Otherwise, keep giving them the ball. Right? In football, if you have a great play, keep running the play until they stop it. That's what makes sports fun. Can you stop something that is seemingly hard to stop?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. If you wanted to stop, then stop it. That's it. And they haven't been able to stop it. So they haven't been able to stop it on the field. So they did the next best thing. They went to the dad. They went and got somebody's dad or mom. Mm. This is like getting beat up at the bus stop and you can't whoop the bully. So what you go do, you tell your dad. And your dad go to the bus stop and tell the bully to stop whooping you. And then guess what happens? Bully come back and kick your ass the next day for telling your dad.
Well, hopefully we're the bully next year and we're kicking ass. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do a tree card 94 only at Sunoco. Speaking of Sunoco, we have ourselves here. It always says on my copy a $94 gift card. We don't do that on the show. We like to go up to the round number. $100 gift card to Sunoco. We're giving it away. Well, a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
I've gotten to the point now that when I hear that music, I just imagine the ire that people have for me, or the names that they're starting to call me waiting for this first clue.
Well, I mean, Kyle and I call you those names while you're starting to give the clues. Here it goes again.
Only thing I can say to you is this. We've been in this space for a while now. Mm-hmm. So just listen to the first clue. Instead of being mad at me about my clues, leading Kyle turn the music now. Listen to what I'm saying. And try, because y'all been here long enough to know how I think. So just try to figure out how I'm thinking.
So this is off the jump, blaming the students, not the teacher.
No, I'm just saying it is, because you've been here long enough to know how I think. So here's your first clue. You ready? This individual is a famous artist.
Okay, famous artist for clue number one.
That's a good clue, though.
But there's lots of different artists. Here.
Okay, well, that's on you to figure it out.
But could be on you to give a better clue, but
famous. I said famous artist.
I'll leave it there. Okay.
I said person.
You said person. Thank you. most things that we talk about are people on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
And we did have Costco. Was it Costco yesterday?
Yes,
I think it was Costco yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Okay. 215-592-9494 for $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. First clue for Hughes Clues today, a famous artist. All right, what do we feel about the fact that this vote has not come in yet?
Because they're dragging it out.
Kelsey is cooking in there.
That's what I was thinking. Diana Russini.
Is that what y'all thinking?
Yes. Diana Russini said about 40 minutes ago, we're minutes away from a vote. That was 40-something minutes ago.
There was something that just came down I saw from the NFL. Like they said, the onside kick or something.
Yeah, they're allowing now onside kicks earlier in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the tush-push vote. Why is that not in yet? Is Kelsey beating people up over there?
So Diana Russini just tweeted, at this moment, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie is addressing the assembled owners regarding the tush-push, emphasizing the need to clean up the process, not the play itself. Quote, whoever votes to ban this play is taking liability for putting risk on our quarterbacks.
Ooh, he spun it back on them. They're quarterbacks. They're prized quarterbacks.
Okay, Jeffrey. Wordplay.
Here's my question.
It's a bunch of wordplay this morning.
Is she in the meeting, or does she have a source in the meeting just texting her everything's being said? That's pretty good reporting on her part. I don't imagine.
If this works, I'm going to feel very vindicated. If Lori lobbies and gets this thing not banned.
Well, you'll feel vindicated. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's not like so obvious. Like we have to screw the Eagles.
They're trying to screw the Eagles.
No, they're just slow playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they really wanted to screw the Eagles, whatever Jeffrey Lurie says is not going to matter.
Slow playing this, man. This is what you call the slow play. The decision has already been made. They're just allowing them the floor to get it off their chest.
Give them the respect.
It's going to get 23 votes, and it's going to stay.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
Give Jeffrey Lurie the respect that he deserves.
All he needs to do is sway one person.
Yeah, but he's not swaying anybody because they've already cast their votes. They're just listening.
This is a screw job.
Are you in the meeting?
Because I've been screwed before.
Hugh speaks from experience. He got fired in a suit, everyone. All right, Dean in Glassboro. What's up, Dean?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dean. What's up?
I think that you guys really oversimplified this. Is it the Eagles' fault? Are they out for the Eagles? It's really a few owners that have never put on pads that can't understand what a good coach is doing for a program. We got a great coach that's putting these O-linemen in this play year after year with new guys, and it's still just as successful. This is something that other teams can emulate. And it's just a few salty owners that are just really trying to drag us down in the mud. I don't think it's
so
the
whole why haven't they done it, Dean? I just said they've been doing it for damn near 5 years, so why haven't other teams done it yet?
I just don't think they have a good enough coach like Stallion.
So, all right, maybe you're right on that. No one could replicate what Stallion is doing, but my contention, Dean, is not that other teams can't do it. It's that there's no reason to ban it. Like the fact that Roger Goodell is the one pushing for this to me is unacceptable. Like, what is his purpose? If the competition committee is not the one pushing for this, Goodell should get the hell out.
He's so sneaky trying to get in there
and
play his own kind of whatever agenda that he has going on. It's not right, but it's not the coaches and the rest of the owners. I know that. They're like, you know what? They're beating us fair and player. This is hard-nosed football, and we're losing to it. And you got to adapt or die.
Help me out, though. Help me out with something, Dean, because you said that we're oversimplifying it and the NFL is not out to get them, right? So if the NFL is not out to get them, I mean, the Eagles are the only one that can do this, right?
Yes.
I'll
answer, yeah.
Yeah, they're the only ones.
The Eagles are the only one that what?
The Eagles are the only ones that are able to do this play with success, right?
Yeah, of course.
So nobody else can do it, right? Nobody else has been able to do it.
Well, they can,
nobody else can do it with the same type of success.
Sure.
So isn't that, in essence, out to get them because they can do something that nobody else can do?
Yes.
No,
I'm not asking you, John. I know how you feel, Joe. I'm asking Dean.
No.
This isn't the NFL.
Wait a minute, listen. Wait a minute, Dean, listen. I know I tend to oversimplify things. We pointed it out. Yes or no works in the question that I just asked. That's all. I don't need the long talking. Yes or no?
Yes.
So it is out to get the Eagles, in essence.
Just because a few people are pulling all the strings doesn't mean the whole entire league is out to get
But it's Goodell! He's in charge of the league!
Listen to what you just said
to
me.
Dean, take a deep breath. Give us your guess for Hughes Clues. Famous artist.
Sean Air Sanders.
Who?
Sean Air Sanders.
Shadur Sanders?
Famous artist.
Oh, Shadur Sanders. No, it's not Shadur.
Talking about...
Well, doesn't he do music too?
Does he?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. That's a good guess because okay. He's
that's not
musical.
Way to go, Dean. You were thinking out the box a little bit.
No one knows Shadur as a musical artist.
I didn't even know that. Me neither. But I mean, yeah, because you know what? Dean listens to the show because and I think Diana Ross is an actress.
See, this is why
this is why that's a good guess.
Stop. 215-592-9494.
Okay, Dean, you redeemed yourself.
They have it out for us, everyone. Your reaction as we wait the tush push vote. Don't go anywhere. We'll give you the vote as soon as it comes down. Devin Caney's going to join us next. We'll get her take on the whole thing and last night's Phillies game. Don't go anywhere. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.